Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Erevin, Perek Ches, Mishnah Tes, Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Afanz Rezivik Hagon B'Karav Mamesh. Now back in the day, they didn't have plumbing like we do. So what was done with all their wastewater? It was poured into the chutzar, where it got absorbed into the ground, or if there was a bit too much, it flowed out into the Rosh Hasharabim. Now on Shabbos, this is usually not an issue, because there's no intention for it to flow out to the Rosh Hasharabim. However, that's only in a normal size chutzar. What's normal? That's 4x4 amas, or 16 square amas. Now why is that okay? Well, because a chutzar that's 16 square amas can absorb a standard amount of water, which we're going to learn is 2 sa, and therefore any water that happens not to get absorbed and ends up flowing out to the Rosh Hasharabim is really doing so bli chavana. He doesn't have intention for it to go out there, so there's no issue. But if the chutzar are smaller than that, then the water will almost definitely flow out into the Rosh Hasharabim, which is problematic because it looks like he's actively pouring his water into the Rosh Hasharabim, looking quite like an Isra of Haitza. So Mishnah Tes tells us, chutzar shepechusa me'arba amas, we have a chutzar that's less than 4x4 amas, which means it's less than 16 square amas. Ain shevchin b'sechamayim b'Shabbes. No pouring water out into this chutzar on Shabbos. Elim kain asula uka machzeka sasayim. Now uka is like a pit or a hole that's dug that can hold water. And as we said, sasayim is the normal amount of water that a person uses. So now he has a place to store this water that he's pouring out, and therefore any water which does make its way to the Rosh Hasharabim is considered to have done so bli kavana, because his kavana is to keep his water inside this uka, inside this hole or this pit. Now the Mishnah just continues describing this uka min hanekev ulamata. It has to hold 2 sa of water below the hole. This hole is the drain for overflow. Let's say he ends up pouring too much water in, so he's going to want it to drain out in an orderly manner, so he puts a hole over there. He just has to make sure that this uka holds 2 sa of water below the overflow drain hole. And this is bein mebechutz, bein mebifnim, whether he makes this uka right outside the chutzar, or if he makes it inside the chutzar. Now if he makes it inside the chutzar, there's obviously no problem, because it's still within his chutzar. And even if he makes it outside his chutzar, since it's so small, it's considered a mekayim p'tur, and there's no problem if his water flows from his rishus ha-yachid into a mekayim p'tur. Ella, the Mishnah just clarifies, shemi b'chutz, if he digs this uka outside, tzarech likmar, he has to place a covering on it. And mebifnim, if he digs this uka on the inside, ain't tzarech likmar, he doesn't have to put a covering on it. Moving on to Mishnah Yod, we continue with the same concept. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, biv shu kamar arba amas b'rishus harabim, if he has a biv, which is a drainage canal or a sewer or a gutter that goes from his chutzar out into the rishus harabim, and it's kamar, it's covered for a total of 4 amas in the rishus harabim, meaning for 4x4 amas, then he's allowed to pour water directly into it on Shabbos. Obviously, he's pouring water into the part of the sewer gutter which is in his chatzar, and then it's going to be flowing out into the Rosh Hasharabim. Now, the reason why he's allowed to do this, even though he knows that the water is going to flow directly out into the Rosh Hasharabim, is because since a total of 4x4 amas is covered, well, as we said in the previous Mishnah, an area that's 4x4 amas has the ability to absorb the standard amount of water a person is going to use on Shabbos, and therefore there's no chashashas of this water flowing out all the way into the Rosh Hasharabim. However, Chachamim and Chacham argue, and they say, afilu gagai chatzar mea ama, even if we have a roof or we have a chatzar that's 100 amas long, lo yishbaich al pi abiv, he's not allowed to pour the water directly into the biv, directly into this gutter or the sewer. And that's because the water is flowing into the Rosh Hasharabim directly because of his kayach, and that shows us that he wants his water to go into the Rosh Hasharabim, which, as we said in the previous Mishnah, is problematic. So what's he supposed to do in this situation? Aval shoifech mi gag legag, he should pour it from roof to roof. Really, the proper girsa should be, he should pour the water onto his roof or onto some other surface, not into the biv directly or into the ground right near the biv, and then the water will flow from there into the biv, and then it's going into the Rosh Hasharabim, so it's indirect. It's not like he's directly pouring it into the biv. Now we keep on mentioning the size of a chatzar that's 4x4 amas. Now the Mishnah teaches us a kula, hechatzar v'hach sadra mitstarfin la'arba amas. The chatzar and the achsadra, together they can be mitzar for 4 amas. Let's say the chatzar itself doesn't have 4 amas, but the chatzar along with the achsadra, which is that roofed entranceway into his house, together we have 4 amas, so then we can consider the whole thing 4x4 amas, and then in order to pour water into the chatzar, we would not need to have an uka. Water could be poured directly into the chatzar. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Aleph and Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.